USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Developing out of Chicago, where police now believe actor Jesse Smollett staged a hate crime against himself. Two brothers reportedly telling investigators they were hired for $4,000 to buy a rope to put around his neck and to pour bleach on the actor, who is black. The Reverend Al Sharpton says Smollett should be held accountable if the attack turns out to be bogus.
Hello, Miami. I am thrilled to be back in the state I love, with so many proud, freedom-loving patriots.
President Trump in Florida, speaking to a huge crowd of supporters at Florida International University. The president speaking about the situation in Venezuela, saying a new day is coming in Latin America and that socialism is dying across the world.
In Venezuela and across the Western Hemisphere, socialism is dying.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Continuing now with our top story, the changing facts in the Jesse Smollett case out of Chicago, where police now indicating the attack could have been staged by the actor himself. California Senator Democrat Kamala Harris commenting on the case early on and having to walk back her remarks. She's asked by a reporter about her tweet claiming the Smollett attack was an attempted modern-day lynching.
Which tweet? What tweet?
About saying that it is a modern-day lynching, that...
Sorry.
Jesse Smollett.
So I will say this about that case. I think that the facts are still unfolding, and I'm very concerned.
In other news, some positive gains on Wall Street. The Dow up 339 points to close at 25,883. The Nasdaq tacking on 45, and the S&P 500 up 29 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump tweeting about Andrew McCabe, who goes on 60 Minutes after being fired from the FBI. He also has a new book out. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The president's accusing former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein of illegal and treasonous acts. That after a 60 Minutes interview in which McCabe said Rosenstein did offer to wear a wire to record President Trump as they were considering invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office.
The Deputy Attorney General offered to wear a wire into the White House.
Rosenstein's denied that. Trump says McCabe was fired for lying and that it looks like he and Rosenstein were planning an illegal act. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As far as President Trump is concerned and those who voted for him, it's full steam ahead for finishing the wall. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports Democrats predictably unhappy and protesting.
Protests organized by the liberal group MoveOn.org are taking place across the country over President Trump's national emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border. National Border Patrol Council spokesman Chris Cabrera tells Fox News the situation along the southern border with Mexico needs to be addressed.
We have thousands coming in daily and thousands that are coming in undetected on top of that. Anybody who thinks that there is no crisis and there is no need to do something down here has got their head in the sand.
I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.